The Colorado Camp Meeting. The Colorado Camp Meeting was a memorable one. It was held near Boulder, on the beautiful and well-equipped Chautauqua grounds a mile or so from the city. 1,000 church members from throughout the state stayed in the cottages and camped on the grounds. Ellen White was entertained at Boulder Sanitarium, and while there spoke to the workers of the institution. 3 times she addressed the large assembly in the Chautauqua Auditorium.
H. M. J. Richards, in.
During the Sabbath morning service there was a downpour of rain, about 2 inches. The auditorium had a metal roof, and the rain created a steady roar, which made it difficult for the audience to hear Ellen White's sermon. The people left the back seats and crowded to the front, many of them standing close to the platform. Radio evangelist H.M.S. Richards, who was there as a teenager, gave his testimony that Ellen White's voice rang out above the storm. After reading from the 17th chapter of John, and some from the 1st and 2nd chapters of Acts, she said, "My brethren and sisters, we are not half awake. We do not half appreciate the precious time that is passing into eternity. We do not realize the value of the souls for whom Christ gave His precious life. We need to put on the robe of Christ's righteousness and work in harmony with Him, in harmony with His ministers, in harmony with all who truly believe the truth for this time." Before closing her sermon, she declared, "Instruction was given me in the night season that I must bear a decided message to this people. You greatly need to experience a deeper heart work." And she admonished the need for earnest prayer, the acceptance of God's promises, and to learn how to present the truths of the Word to those around them in all their binding force and in all their encouragement. Sunday morning she spoke again.
The conference president, H. M. J. Richards, father of the well-known Voice of Prophecy speaker, reported in the Review and Herald.
At the close of the most clear and inspiring sermon, she kneeled down and prayed with the people, offering one of the most earnest prayers that we ever heard. The Spirit of the Lord came very near, and there was a general move of the whole congregation to consecrate themselves to the Lord to work for Him everywhere and all the time. October 21, 1909. Young Richards, as he later told of the experience, declared that Ellen White just talked with God. It was an experience he could not forget.